Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm Christina Liu, your talk of the town, but I'm filling in for John, had to leave a little early, so I'm hosting, co-hosting with our fabulous Otto Loos, and we are in the Talk of the Town segment. So Otto, we were just catching up on all the beautiful, positive things. We like to focus on that and share some laughs and good news and in this crazy world. So
I have
good
a good
stuff
one.
Happening.
Well, I have a good one.
Yes,
I have a wedding.
Otto, tell us what you did a couple
of last Friday, I could not be on the show because I had to go to a wedding. And this wedding was one of the COVID type weddings that was postponed two times. This was the third time. And there were roughly, I would say, 160 people in that range. And everybody was ready to roll because we haven't, you know, people haven't been out. This is the first wedding I've been to in a few years.
Of course.
And people haven't been out. And everybody was happy to see each other. And everybody was, you know, in a very celebratory mood. And it worked out great.
That's great. You know, I think it probably made the wedding, you know, would have been special, you know, regardless. But I think because of everything everyone's been through and people not seeing each other, it makes the wedding even more special, you know, to kind of all be together, you know, which I think is the case with a lot of events now, you know, you really appreciate it.
There's only one thing, though, and this is probably a generational thing, although I think it's becoming less of that. And that is music at these functions, all right?
Of course.
For some reason, the DJs seem to think that everybody is there to listen to the DJ. Mm-hmm. And you saw a video. I get up and I jump around and do my thing. They never.
We might have to get Dan to post that one into this.
Well, they never take a break. You know, like in yesteryear, when you went to a wedding, the band would take a break. They had to go into the facility. They maybe even ate during the occasion. They would sit at a table and eat. They don't do that. So to me, the biggest thing that the only negative is, and it's everything I go to that has that kind of thing. People can't hear each other talk, even if you can hear good. And I don't know why that is.
You're
younger than me by a lot.
Well, when I got married, I had actually picked out like quieter songs for when people were eating and stuff. So there could be kind of moments of, all right, like, let's just take a pause. And, you know, it wasn't like you're constantly, you know, on 24/7. So I made a point, I remember, of doing that because, of course, I'm me and I'm so hyper conscious of all these things, you know, and even my music selection that I had chosen my wedding, I remember I really wanted a diverse mix, you know, because listen, at the end of the day, I had people from all different walks of life at my wedding, and I wanted everyone to kind of at least have something to enjoy. You know, I mean, listen, my dad came out to dance with me to Wanderer. So that's kind of his national anthem.
That's good.
But yes, I do know what you're saying. It gets a little exhausting. Now, was there guidelines for the weddings? Like, how are they doing things now?
When you say guidelines,
like any restrictions? Like, did you have to like, or was it just like you were able to just enjoy like the wedding as a wedding?
No restrictions whatsoever.
Oh, good.
We stayed at a hotel, even though the wedding was a half an hour from the house.
Yeah.
But you know, the ceremony started at 5:30. Actually, mm-hmm. in the place, which was in Huntington,
mm-hmm.
The ceremony took place there, and it was very nice. They had a minister there do it, and that seems to be what a lot of people do nowadays,
yes.
as opposed to actually being in a church.
That's and what then, I actually did at my wedding too, because it was too. I was worried. I had, you know, like my grandpa was there and stuff, and it was just the back and forth commuting. I was like, let's just keep it simple and keep it all in one, you know. Plus, I wanted to get married on the beach outside, so I had the minister come there.
Yeah, and I can't imagine you having a very photogenic scenes on the beach.
That's right. And it was, listen, and I'll never forget, it was on Cinco de Mayo in May, and it was a beautiful day, and it was like the weather was literally perfect. And I said, I had some angels watching out for me that day. And literally every Sunday for the rest of May that year rained crazy. So it worked out very well.
Well, I mean, we had the whole deal, you know, the bus took you from the hotel mm-hmm. to the reception, and the ceremony was right there, the happy hour or cocktail hour, mm-hmm. which was always the best. I could just
I'm with
just the cocktail hour, you know, and then dinner after that, and a lot of music and a lot of very lively crowd.
You have such a beautiful family. I saw the pictures. Everywhere. It was just, you could feel the specialness and how.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, no matter what your age, if you were physically able, you mm-hmm. got up and you bounced around on the floor and danced, which that's another subject, by the way, dance, because dance is different today. I'm flexible, as you well know, when it comes to dance. But I grew up, I knew how to waltz. I know how to Lindy. I know how to polka. Right. I know how to do the cha-cha and all
wow,
those.
Wow, Otto. All right, we might have to do a program.
Well, I was going to go up and ask the DJ to play a waltz. I was just.
You should have, please. I'm about to redo my wedding.
Well, that's what they used to do at weddings. You know, they would play all these different kinds of music. And now the music, to me, is pretty similar from one song to the next, depending on the DJ. But that's a different topic.
Yes,
and
of course.
I try to be open-minded about it, but I do know that there are people who are much younger than me who feel the same way. But why it doesn't change, I don't know, but maybe it will. If enough people say, hey, you know, you're there to entertain us for a while, but then we need a break. You know, people come to a wedding and they come from all over the place, South Carolina. And you come to a wedding and you haven't seen cousin Christina in 4 years and you really would love to talk to her, but you can't because the music's too loud.
I know.
You know? True. And it's not only the loud, it would be, if they took a break, it would be okay. You know, you could use the break time.
Sure, listen, well, next time you go to the whistle, you bring like a whistle to the wedding, you call time out, and that's really
Well, this is serious, all right? A cousin of mine who is no longer with us at his daughter's wedding had a pair of wire cutters with him. This guy was a real tough nut. And he went up to the DJ and he told him, he said, if you don't cut this down and if you don't take a break in between, I'm going to cut the wires. He was serious. He truly was serious.
Well, I mean, listen, that's one way of doing it, you know?
Yeah, well, it's not my way.
right,
but it's a topic. But anyhow, it's off the track altogether.
Yes, but it's all wonderful, and it's just, it's great, you know, as we've been saying, you know, that there are these moments, and you really appreciate them so much more, and everything is so much more special because of everything, you know, one has been through. So I am glad to hear that, and, you know, that was a valid reason for you not being here. Well, we'll let that slide. For your absence, because I had to play, you know, co-host as well. It was just me, Rebecca, on the show. So it was good stuff, though. And Otto, I must tell you, because you did miss a topic that you really enjoy, and I want all of our listeners to also realize, we had on a couple of weeks ago SWAMA, and they talked about the towns department, and they talked about recycling. Mike Kelly, who's the commissioner over there, was fabulous, and he knew so much about all the ins and outs of recycling, and I felt very good because I was learning a whole bunch of different things that I didn't realize. And I also walked away, Otto, you will laugh, because Rebecca and I believe we are doing our part for North Hempstead and the county as a whole, because cardboard has a very high resale value. So all of the cardboard boxes I have received, especially during COVID, is actually, you know, helping, you know, bringing money into, you know, my local district. So
that's very interesting, because I get a lot of cardboard. I'm a big Amazon.
Yes.
You know, that's a name we can talk about because a lot of people do.
That's right.
So, you know, there's probably not more than a couple of days go by when I don't get another
please. It's embarrassing. Right? Yeah. The amount of boxes we have at, and I'm like a professional, you know, box breaker downer at this point. Because it was becoming a little unmanageable. And my husband was like, what, you know, between myself and my parents upstairs and my brother at the time was living here, there was quite the revolving door of packages that were coming in. But he was saying, you know, it was just interesting because I remember we've talked about this topic, you know, previous years recycling, and it's not as, you know, black and white as people think, like, oh, you know, here's my recycling bin and I just kind of toss, you know, whatever I think is supposed to be there. But there's a lot of things that, you know, really can contaminate the pile, you know, whether you're not washing something out or you're, you know, all the different numbers on the plastics. And, you know, he was saying too that, you know, if you have a case of water and the plastic around it, you know, that plastic shouldn't be in the recyclable. Because, you know, that mixes up the whole pile. And when there's plastic, like those, you know, stretchy kind of plastics, it really can mess up the whole recycling process once it gets to the plant, you know? So you just, we were saying, you just take all these things for granted, you know? It's like, all right, I did it. And you're not realizing, you know, there's people on the other end who now have to separate this out and, you know, it goes through a whole kind of process. But it was very interesting. And I recommend everyone to listen to that segment to get yourself educated, because what North Hempstead's also going to be doing is sending out these stickers for you to put on your different bins. And it actually, I wish I had it in front of me, because it's a flyer that I actually printed out from North Hempstead online. And it's a really great flyer that kind of gives you briefly, you know, how to recycle. And so it's going to be a sticker that you actually will be able to put on, you know, your whatever kind of pail or whatnot you have to make it easier for yourself and for the person picking up the recyclable. So,
see, I started using the instead of the pails, they said you can use a recyclable plastic bag, which is clear if it's a clear bag. So I have paper and what I consider recycling, which could include a lot of other things that probably should be in another bag.
Yeah, because a lot of things too are trash, because he was saying, you know, a pizza box, right? That you really should just throw in the trash, unless it's very, he said, you're very rarely going to be able to get all the crumbs and oil and grease, you know, because even a cardboard box that's soaked is really kind of useless. Which, you know, is unfortunate right now with the weather, because I'm sure the boxes that I have, you know, in my little recyclable thing are probably soaked at the moment. But it was just very informative. And I think it's important because even, listen, I get it. It can be very overwhelming. But, you know, there's little tidbits that I think if everyone kind of incorporates in their daily life, you know, will make a difference. You know, which I learned, you know, letters that have like a little plastic window, kind of like piece of plastic, like that a film that will be over the address or the return address or whatnot, that is not recyclable because it has that plastic window. So you'd have to remove the plastic window. So it's it was little things like that that I learned. And there's a whole extensive brochure. You can call 311 or 869-6311 to get that. But we have to take a break now. We will be back with all the exciting things going on in North Hempstead. You're listening to Project Independence NU on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.